the Vast Skips Recycling, servicing the Southern Highlands and surrounding areas.
I'm Mitchell Clem. A bit of a reshuffle at Shoalhaven Council following last night's council meeting. Councillor Greg Watson has been elected Deputy Mayor, with Councillor Patricia Wine elected Assistant Deputy Mayor. Councillor John Wells will once again chair the Strategy and Assets Committee, and Councillor Mitchell Pakes has been elected the new Chair of the Development and Environment Committee. Councillor Pakes is welcoming the changes.
As the community would know, we were due to go to elections this September, but due to the extension of the term, Council needed to hold a core meeting to elect the Deputy Mayor, the Assistant Deputy Mayor and the two core committee chairs for the remainder of the Council term up till September 2021.
Inquiries are continuing into yesterday's fatal crash on Jarrowa Road. Senior Constable Megan Knight from Police Headquarters has the details.
About 10 a.m. yesterday, emergency services were called to Jarrowa Road between Barry and Shoalhaven Ads following reports two sedans had collided head-on. Three female occupants in one vehicle were treated at the scene. One of the women were declared deceased. The other two remain in a critical condition.
The female driver and sole occupant of the other vehicle was trapped for a period of time. She was eventually freed and taken to hospital in a stable condition. Jarrowa Road was closed for several hours. A state funeral for former New South Wales Premier John Fay will be taking place at St Mary's Cathedral in Sydney on Friday. Mr Fay was a previous local member for the Southern Highlands and a boarder at Chevalier College. Due to COVID-19, the state funeral is restricted to family and invited guests. Is it hay fever or should you get tested for COVID-19? With the increase in pollen in the air, many people are or will experience sneezing, a runny nose or itchy eyes. Chair of the Southern Highlands of Division of General Practice, Dr Vince Roach, has some helpful advice for residents confused about what they should do.
If it's just sneezing or just itchy eyes, relatively uncommon signs for COVID, I'm happy to suggest that you try a hay fever pill. And if that works, fine. If it doesn't work, you probably need to be tested. If you have a sore throat or a cough, and these are sometimes hay fever symptoms as well, I think you need to be tested first.
The Illawarra Highway will close for a fourth straight night this evening as Transport for New South Wales continues vital maintenance at Macquarie Pass. The highway will close at 8 p.m. between Tullumbar and Mount Murray Road before reopening at 5 tomorrow morning. With Jamberoo Mountain Road still out of commission, the only way round is via Picton Road or through Kangaroo Valley. And an official sod-turning ceremony is taking place to mark the first stage of construction at Boongaree, previously known as Berry District Park. The first stage will be the Childhood Adventure Zone, the second a youth zone for older children. Other projects planned down the track include a learn-to-ride area, a pump track and a skate park, to name a few.
SC's locker room.
Dragon star Ben Hunt should be right to play in the Origin Series opener in November should he be picked later this week. He's recovering from a thigh injury but has also been suspended for a crusher tackle for Sunday's season-ending clash against Melbourne. And the Mittagong Women's League 2 side is through to the grand final against the Narellan White Jets. The match is being played at Dudley Chesham Oval on Saturday at 3:40 p.m. And the Highland Storm men's side will also play Narellan at the same ground at 6:30 p.m. The latest news, sport and info, and get the latest local and national news free online 24/7 at 2st.com.au.